Welcome to Mural 5 of the Okanagan Chamber of Commerce Self-Guided Mural Walk. This Matsura photo was taken not far from here, just this side of the Oak Street Bridge. A backwater eddy in the river formed a large, soft, sandy beach, while just south, the faster current scoured away the sand to expose large rocks and pebbles. This photo was taken around 1909. The only person identified in the museum photo archive notes is Emma Storhow. Emma was 21 years old at this time, so one can assume she is one of the older ladies acting as chaperones. Emma's younger sister Dora, 17, is most likely one of the other girls. The girls are wearing proper swimming attire for the day, which must have been quite the heavy and bulky price to pay for modesty. They also appear to be wearing stockings as a further example of the standards and expectations of decorum to be met. Henry Storhow, the father, and his wife and family moved from Iowa. Henry was a first-generation Norwegian, and his wife, Anna, had just recently immigrated from Norway, and this is a nod to the linguistic and cultural diversity found in this frontier town. The May 24, 1912 Okanagan Independent shows an advertisement for the Okanagan Stable with Mr. Storhow as the proprietor. The stable offers livery and feed, horses bought and sold and exchanged, and transfer services. Also, a report in the January 22, 1909 Okanagan Independent newspaper show that the young ladies of Okanagan have formed a Philomathians Club for the purpose of studying literature. Dora is listed as one of the members. The word derives from the Greek philomath, which means a lover of learning. The 1910 census lists Emma's profession as a schoolteacher. The March 5, 1909 Independent reports a five-act drama titled Tony the Convict to be presented at Stuckey's Opera House to benefit the Okanagan Military Band. Dora plays the part of Miss Sedley, a disagreeable old maid, and her younger brother A.J. plays Weary Wayside, a tramp. Callow's Ferry can be seen to the left of the girl standing on the diving board. The cable support tower, the large pole structure across the river, provides the height needed for the cable to clear the riverboat smokestacks. Two runner pulleys on the top cable run leads down to the bow and stern of the ferry. A large steamboat hand wheel at the ferry's amidships tighten or slacken the leads to trim either the ferry's bow or stern upstream. With the bow trim diagonally upstream, the current propels the ferry eastward across the river. On the other side, trimming the stern upstream propels the ferry back westward across the river. Dodging snags floating downstream during high water must have been a worrisome task. The east side ferry landing was the trailhead to routes leading to St. Mary's Mission, Cartar Valley, and Spokane. The Spokane route required a trek up the Cameron Lake Road, across the plateau, down to Condon's Ferry, across the Columbia River, up to Leahy Junction, and across to the railhead at Cooley City. To continue to the next mural, head back south and cross Oak Street to the mural facing the automotive repair shop.